Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Tanya J. Powers for Fox News Radio. Today I'm spending a few moments with Seth Innes, country star extraordinaire. I just put that on there. I think it's true, though.
I'll take it.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Never been here before.
This is just going to be the first visit. That means there'll be more of them. Because
yes,
I always invite people to come back. And he says, yes, ma'am. Oh, he's definitely coming back, y'all. I'm telling you right now. Let's talk a little bit about your new single. It's called Call Your Mama.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you, it made me feel really guilty. Does everybody tell you this?
Your song made
me call my mama. It was just, it's a good thing, though. It's an upbeat little thing that says, hey, by the way.
Yeah, well, I got the idea for it because my mom was guilt tripping me, and she
we will do that.
She will. So she texted me one day. I was driving in a music row to write a song, and she texted me like a couple times in a row, call your mama, call your mama, call your mama. And so naturally, I kind of freak out, you know, like anybody would. Like, is everything okay?
Mm-hmm.
And my mom just wanted to talk about some, you know, small town drama stuff and that, you know, all moms have that they just want to like get off their chest and feel like they need to. And so anyway, it was right around the time that we went through losing my grandma and my dad lost his mom. And, mm-hmm. you know, when you lose a grandparent, it affects you, but almost more so like it affects you by watching your parents go through losing their parent because it makes you, you know, really think.
Yeah.
And so I ended up really thinking about it, and I wrote down what my mom texted me as a song title, and one day I sat down with my buddy Michael Hardy, and we wrote it, and it was the fastest I've ever written a song. We wrote it in like 30 minutes. It just kind of came out. And anyway, so yeah, that's how it was written.
Does your mama have half of the publishing on this? Or at least
she wants it. She definitely wants it.
I think she really should. You know? I'm not trying to guilt you, but you know.
No, she. The first time I actually, the reason I cut the song, recorded the song, was because I was in the UK. I'm about to name drop on you, but I was opening for Little Big Town over there on their tour.
That actually does have something to do with this song.
It does, yeah. So it all kind of ties in. But I was over there opening for Little Big Town, and my mom was out. I was a military kid, so we kind of have friends and family all over the world. And my mom was visiting some military friends over there, and so she came out to one of my shows. And I had just written the song, so I was like, I'm going to surprise my mom and play the song acoustic. So I played the song during the set, and I guess Karen and Kimberly were listening from backstage or side stage or something like that, you know. And so when I got done with my set that night, I walk off stage, and Karen and Kimberly kind of pull me aside, and they're like, hey, that Call Your Mama song you played, you definitely need to keep playing that the rest of the tour. So,
and Karen and Kimberly are?
Two of the lead singers of Little Big Town.
Right.
So,
yeah.
And also my heroes. So anyway, so, you know, you kind of got to do what the boss ladies say. So I kept playing the song the rest of the tour. And then, the reaction we saw to it was just like kind of growing and growing. And so when I got back to Nashville, decided to record the song. And then I kind of was just like, you know, it would make the song better if Little Big Town wanted to sing harmonies on it. So I kind of was like, you know, what do I got to lose? I'm just going to go ask them. So I just asked them if they wanted to be a part, and they so graciously did. And so, yeah, now I have a song with Little Big Town on it, which is pretty wild to even say in a sentence. But, you know, to have some of my heroes singing harmonies with me is pretty cool.
This is not the first huge thing you've had happen at all. You're touring with Dylan Scott.
Yes, ma'am. Now.
And he cut one of your songs last year, Hooked?
Yeah, Hooked. Yeah. That was a big deal. I think I just saw it. Somebody sent me, it was like the seventh most played song last year or something like that, which is in country music, which is wild.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that song actually has a pretty funny story too. So they put me in the room one day writing with this new guy. It was at this Australian writer's retreat day. And there's this new guy named Morgan Evans, who I knew nothing about other than he had just moved from Australia, and he was dating Kelsey Ballerini. And so, anyway, so.
By the way, if you're keeping up with the tote board at home on the name dropping,
I know,
got at least
I'm dropping
three
them all
or four
right now.
I know. I'm just keeping a running tally in my head.
Killing me. Yeah, so Kelsey had this song out called Peter Pan, mm-hmm. which was, you know, went on to be a huge song. So I was like, how about we write a song for you called Hooked? And it's okay. He didn't think it was that funny either. But anyway, but we still wrote the song. And then I gave it to my good buddy Dylan Scott, who ended up recording it. And then, like a year later, it became this big song. And I'm definitely really pumped about it. So I told him. On tour, I'm going to open and close my set with it. So,
you can steal his song right
totally
before he comes
it.
On stage.
Yeah.
it's a fast paced little thing.
It is, yeah.
You got a lot of words jammed in there.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a lot of words. I feel like that one was fast too. It's funny, like when you know, a songwriter, sometimes you spend like days or weeks or months or whatever on one song. And then sometimes the ones that hit are the ones that like you just kind of don't think about and you just. Right, so
I'm telling you, if y'all have not heard this song, go listen to it. It's called Hooked. Dylan Scott has a hit with it, obviously. Seth is the writer, and it is the Gilmore Girls script of country music songs because there's 1,100 words in there.
There is,
but it's peppy. It is one of those kind of things you can't help but like tap your foot or move around.
I'm glad it makes you move around.
It's a fun little song.
Thank you.
You mentioned that you had kind of grown up. With friends all over the world and seeing different places and being in different places. How has that shaped who you are as a songwriter?
Oh, I mean, a ton. I think, you know, musically, I kind of grew up with, you know, friends from all over the world and not just, you know, the South or whatever. I grew up with friends that, you know, obviously Georgia is my home and where my family's from, so I kind of have that country influence, but I grew up with friends who listen to hip-hop, pop, and, you know, all sorts of different stuff. And so when I make music, it's kind of like a hodgepodge of mm-hmm. all of it put together. Yeah.
What do you have? What do you listen to on a random eclectic playlist that Seth puts together? And by the way, I saw the Spotify ones with all the call songs.
Uh-huh.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
What do you have on your most played list?
Oh, man. Like, it's everything. I have another playlist. It's like songs that Seth jams to or Seth jams or something like that. Mm-hmm. But it's like, if you go look at that, it's like, it's literally all over the place. I listen to everything.
Give me some names.
Let's see. I love J. Cole.
Mm-hmm.
I love Miguel a lot. I mean, let's see. Taylor Swift, of course. Maroon 5, I listen to. I feel like I'm naming like no country people. I love Florida Georgia Line. I got a tour with them.
It's not a requirement.
Yeah, it's not okay. A requirement. That's right. But yeah, I mean, I'm all over the place. I love it all. I like old stuff like Elvis and the Beatles and, you know, so.
A lot of different influences on the music.
Totally.
When you mentioned sitting down and writing, is that the best way? I mean, is that the most creative way that you come up on song ideas? Or, I mean, that seems really stressful to put you in a room and go, okay, write us a hit.
It's kind of weird. Like, I always think about that. Like, how does that even work? It's so weird. Sometimes you go in rooms with people you don't even know mm-hmm. and you're meeting for the first time and you literally are like getting so deep and personal with them, you know, within like in just like a 3-4 hour span. But no, for me, writing's like, it's kind of a blessing and a curse because I can't shut it off. And so it's like I'm always thinking about things. If I hear anything, if you say something in this podcast that, you know, makes me think of an idea or title, I have this note on my phone and it's just like ideas and titles. And I mean, I always will get it out. And if you ever see me on my phone somewhere, I'm probably doing that. I'm probably writing something down for a song idea or something. So, and then when I get in the room with these people, or sometimes I write by myself, I'll bring up these ideas and, you know, we just kind of roll with one.
Has anybody ever been like, have a conversation with you and they've been like, okay, don't use this in a song. This is off limits, man. Don't even think about it.
Or they'll be like, save it for me. Like if we're like talking, if we're both songwriters, they'll mm-hmm. be like, and we both say something, we're like, oh, that'd be a sick song title. Then they'll be like, hey, put my name next to it and let's write it together. So.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool thing.
I've interviewed a lot of songwriters, and everybody has a different like process. Some mm-hmm. people are like, no, I would never, I'm not good with the whole sit me down in a room, you know, mm-hmm. like a writer, like 8 hours a day or anything like that. It's got to come naturally, like, you know, spur of the moment, shower or something.
Totally. I mean, and sometimes I think it is healthy, at least for me, and what I've found is like, even when I don't have anything to still sit down and like force myself to write, I think it's a good exercise just to like, you know, put your brain through that. And I think that's what songwriting is just like any other thing. You know, the more you do it, the better you get. And so I try to force myself, just like when I was a little kid taking piano lessons, just because I hated it didn't mean I didn't still have to sit down and force myself to, you know, do lessons and stuff. So,
social media, is that you on your, are you doing that, or is there a, like a team, team set?
It's me. It is me. Yeah, it is me. And I'm
looking around
say,
the room at your team, and I'm wondering
I'm
if they told you,
team.
Okay, don't do this, man. This is bad.
No, I've tried to get better at, it's weird because I try to get better at social media because I know I'm not the best at it, but at the same time, like, I want to be like in the moment of life and like living life and stuff. And, I sound like totally a hippie right now. I want to live in the moment. But no, yeah, it's definitely me on social media.
And I can vouch he is not wearing flannel and does not have a man bun.
So. That's right.
When is there going to be a certain point that you kind of have out there in the horizon someplace and you're like, when I do that, I know I'm going to have made it. I'm going to be as far as I dream of going. And is there any kind of moment like that out there for you?
I mean, I definitely have like bucket list things, you know, like I got to play Royal Albert Hall when I was on tour, Little Big Town. That was definitely one of them. That was incredible. Playing the Ryman, the Opry, stuff like that was, you know, big moments. You know, like a funny, like random bucket list thing I want to do is I want to be the guest picker on College Game Day.
Wow. Okay. I did not see that coming.
Yeah. Totally random. But that's like one of my, that's like literally like probably one of the top things that I want to do.
So what's your favorite college team?
Georgia. Go
that
Dogs.
That was kind of right, it was a gimme, but I had to ask just because, you know, we're journalists and we have to make sure the facts.
Yeah, yeah.
So you were glued intently to the UGA and Bevo.
I did see that.
Kerfuffle.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I knew that game was going to go downhill since that happened. Wasn't very good.
not a good omen
not what
to
I
start
wanted.
With.
Nope.
Anything else that might surprise people about you? Because I know a lot of people are still discovering your music. They're still discovering you as an artist. What do you want them to know about you? For people who are listening to this podcast, going, man, I got to look up this Seth Ennis guy.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I think that I always tell people, like, when they ask me that question, if I could be known for being one thing, it'd just be being a genuine, real guy that's authentic and loves making music and loves people and sharing music with them. And I don't know, like, I guess there's not, I don't really have like a shtick. I'm just like a dude, you know, and I try to be that. And if I could be remembered by one thing, you know, one day with my career, is that, you know, people could hear that through my music. So.
Do you? I also kind of collect good news stories,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of times I will talk to artists that come on and ask them, "What kind of a good news story have you heard lately?" As far as like, do you get good news like feedback from your fans? Like, I heard your music and it really mm-hmm. inspired me, or some stuff like that.
Yeah, especially with this "Call Your Mama" song, it's like it's kind of been pretty crazy to see the reaction we've got from it, even so early. Like, I've had fans write in and just tell me their stories, and sometimes they're pretty deep, you know. And like, I had one fan write in the other day and say that he was like, "Hey man, I just want to let you know I haven't had the best relationship with my mom. I haven't talked to her in 10 years, and I heard your song and I gave her a call." And he was like, "Things aren't great, but they're better than they were. And so, you know, thank you for writing the song." And you know, I have so many stories like that. I've saved them all too, that I could show you. But yeah, I mean, hearing stories like that, especially as a songwriter and as an artist who puts music out, like if I could do stuff like that, even with one relationship with, you know, a mom and a son, that's like the most primal of relationships, you know, that's your first person, you know. And if I can, you know, help change or whatever a relationship just by a song, it's a pretty special thing to be a part of.
It's called "Call Your Mama."
That's right.
Y'all need to listen to it.
Do it.
Call your mama after
call
that.
Call your mama.
Because just listen to the song and then he'll explain why. I loved it. I thought it was very touching.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I look forward to hearing more from you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
I have one final question.
Okay. Shoot.
Did you mean to reference the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band in Hooked?
Oh, yeah, of course I did.
Thank you. I thought so. We're
had
done.
To.
I
think
I
the line
it,
is, we were fishing in the dark,
yes.
You were reeling in my heart.
Yeah.
It sounds really cheesy when I just say it. Yeah,
no,
that's the line.
It works.
Yep, that's right.
All right. My work here is done, Seth.
Perfect.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Thank you for having me in. Appreciate it.
I've been spending a few moments with Seth Ennis. I'm Tanya J. Powers. This is Fox News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.